Welcome to the Thank You Rob podcast, episode number
52.
Officially sponsored by
Brims and Tons Clothing.
Get the latest and greatest in hats, shirts, and shoe accessories. Only at brimsandtongues.com. You can check out past episodes of this show at thankyourob.com, where you can also check out my graphic design work, which is mind-blowing and life-altering, known as I Define Design. You can also check out my other podcast called Some People's Kids Podcast. While you're at it, check out this podcast on Fuzz Talk Radio at fuzztalkradio.com.
Hey, well, this is episode number 52.
What?
52. Normally we sing them as a chime, like a doorbell would go, you know. 52. 52. How does a doorbell go? What's a doorbell? What's your doorbell sound like?
We don't have a doorbell.
Last episode I had Chuck Chase on the show. He's the guy that I do some people's kids stuff with. We have 6 episodes of a podcast. I have 52 of this. Chuck.
I met him. He was nice.
Yeah, he is a nice guy. We went and saw Anchorman 2.
Oh, we saw the Batman thing with him.
We did. You're right.
We had awesome seats, and he screwed it up, and this we had to...
I should probably tell people who you are.
Oh, yeah.
This is Tom.
Hi.
This is my brother.
Yeah.
This is Christmas time, so Christmas time is all about family.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, what the hell? You know, I've got people lining up to be on this show. Lining up. You know, Michael Jackson. Yeah.
He was in the hallway.
Elton John. Barry Manilow.
Barry Manilow is hard to get. He's hard to book.
He is, but he wants to be on the show. And I said, wait a minute, Barry. Wait a minute. Let me get my brother on the show first. Then you can be on.
I did ask to use his hairspray. He wasn't letting me use it.
Okay.
I mean, that hair, you know, it's gorgeous.
Barry fucking Manilow? Anyways.
What was the show that someone, it was like a show, TV show or a movie that their name was Barry Manilow? Oh, it was Road Trip.
Oh, yeah.
Tom
yeah.
Green.
Yeah.
Wait.
Barry Manilow.
His last name is Manilow? He's Barry Manilow? It was awesome.
But I did want to... Have you seen Anchorman 2 yet?
No.
Are you going
to
see it?
I was supposed to go see it tomorrow, or I'm sorry, either tomorrow or Christmas Day, but I was told to see The Hobbit instead.
Really?
Yeah, I heard it's just amazing. It was compared to, is you and I being Star Wars nerds, and episode 2, when Yoda walks into the cave or whatever, when with Dooku... And he pulls his cloak over and also shows his lightsaber. And everyone's like, no, he's not going to do it. Just, ooh, hey, it's a lightsaber. Then he pulls it out. And all the Star Wars geeks are like, fucking rad. This is going to happen.
I remember that ejaculation.
Yes, it was amazing. Was
a very good climax.
Yeah, it was awesome. And then on that, we got to see Yoda on crack, bouncing off the walls and all that.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I was told the scenes with the dragon are comparable to that.
What's the dragon's name?
I don't know. And Lord of the Rings?
It's the name.
I mean, not the.
Isn't
not
that
Hobbit.
The name of. In the movie? Like, it's The Hobbit.
I don't know. I want to say Aragorn, but that's not it. That's no. Viggo Mortensen and their lords.
Viggo the Carpathian.
Yes.
But I had some things I wanted to. You know, it's the holidays, it's the holiday season. Let's start with where you're from. You're from East Bethel. That's where I'm from.
That is correct.
So people always ask me, you know, you're from East Bethel. What's it like out there? Well, I want to hear your description of East Bethel.
Oh, Christ, man. It's, we have a horse that lives by the house and all that. We thought was really cool. And
okay, but it's not like country.
It's not country.
But it's definitely not city. It's not urban.
It's like in between a little bit. More so. It's more closer to country.
Mm-hmm.
We thought they were building a Walmart, but instead we found out it's a water plant because they're putting in sewers out there now.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's getting big time.
Right. Not big enough for a Walmart, though.
No.
You save that shit for Blaine, right?
And Cambridge,
right. But when people ask, I usually say, oh, they have a theater. And people often say, I've been to that theater. and then they follow that up with, I don't know why I was there, but I was there. You know?
It's so shitty. Yeah. It is.
Yeah. And the ice arena.
The ice arena that is less than a mile from our house that I've never set... Oh, no, I'm sorry. I set foot in one time, like 2 years ago. I took my daughter Taylor, and there was a craft sale.
Oh, craft? Oh, that sounds nice.
It was
That
gay.
Sounds really nice.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
I'll never do it again.
So, people know me as the guy from East Bethel because I have it tattooed on me. Why do you not have it tattooed on you?
Because, one, that was a free tattoo from Reject Max, who said that, you know, you and I can get free tattoos for him staying in the North St. Paul house.
Mm-hmm.
And I am not creative enough to come up with something like that.
Reject Max.
Well, Max is a big fat fucking retard who screwed me
Wow. up. Wow. He's offensive.
Or as some people might know him as Money Shot.
Money Shot, yes, yes.
Ah.
I got to mention that your girlfriend is sitting on the couch here. You're not the first person to come in here and bring their girlfriend with.
Actually, she's the fiance again.
Oh, yep. Okay. I'm yep. sorry. You're familiar with Mike Shank?
Yes.
Of Bloody Boombox? Yep. His girlfriend Cameo came and she sat on that very couch. And guess how many records he sold since then?
How many?
I don't know. I was asking 15, you. Do you know?
20? I don't know.
You don't know?
I have no idea.
I was hoping you would have that information.
I lost that information. It was, I had it.
In your portfolio?
Yes. Okay. That's it.
Right. But speaking of tattoos, my brother Tom here and I got our first tattoos together, or did you get yours done before me?
Mine was first.
Okay.
And I went to the dirty ass place called Spider's Tattoo.
That's where we both got them done.
Which we later found out got shut down for health code violations because the gentleman would trade tattoos for, needles, you know, getting high and sex. I'm done with the free tattoos for sex.
I would
part.
Imagine that the common person were to see Spider's Tattoo Shop, if it were, you know, they would just drive past. I'm not getting fucking needles. I'm not getting tattooed from that place, you know?
I also got my nipple pierced there, too.
Huh. That'd explain your funny looking nipples.
Just the one. Just the one.
Yeah, Spiders. And then didn't he die or did he get arrested or something like that?
One of them got arrested. The other one died. God, I hope it wasn't AIDS, but it was something like that.
Right. Yeah, that was a dirty ass place.
Yeah.
I just remember it being very dark.
Yeah. You walk in.
Probably not a good thing for a tattoo studio.
The left side was, I think, is where they lived when you walked in the front door, and the right side was the parlor.
Parlor. Yeah. Parlor. That's a good word. Parlor.
We never should have went there.
Tattoo
parlor. But hey, knock on wood. We did not walk away with anything.
Right. I'm still alive.
Are you really alive?
Really? Wow, that's deep. I didn't know I was going to get to that point here today.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm stupid.
No, don't say that.
I've had a lot of head injuries, as you can...
This is true. Do you have a good story you'd want to share?
About a head injury or...
Yeah, any head injury. I've told... There was a point in this podcast that I used to tell a story... As you know, I don't have the best memory.
Oh, man.
So I'd have to dig up. I told the story of when you peed on me. I remember one
episode. On the tire swing?
On the tire swing, yes.
But, hey, I never would have thought of that if it wasn't for Daza. Because he's like, hey, nudges me. You should pee on him while he's spinning. No. Do it. Okay.
Tom had this friend growing up named Jason Daza. And he basically, I don't know why, had mind control over Tom or something. He just knew to suggest things and Tom would do them.
No, only, in my defense, only when it came to tormenting you, though. Hey, go punch your brother. All right. Whack. The best is when I hit you one time. When you're, just randomly decided to put your bedroom downstairs.
Uh-huh.
And you're making your bed and I just kept on jumping on the bed where you're trying to make it. And I punched you a few times. And then I hit you really hard and I took off running. And then ran to the living room, and then you hit me back, and I chased after you, and you whipped the basement door open as I was running after you, and hit me square in the forehead, and I fell backwards into the toy box that I had sitting over there, and I just fell down, and all I hear is in one direction, footsteps running upstairs to lock yourself in the bathroom, and in the other direction is Daza in the living room downstairs, laughing his ass off, barely breathing, because he's like, there's no way I just saw that, hit you right in the forehead, and you just fell over.
Oh, that's good times, right?
What about I don't remember why, but how did you end up getting handcuffed to the piano that one time?
See, this is good stuff right here.
I mean,
this is what happens in East Bethel.
I know.
That's, you know, that it's kind of the reason why I don't want my kids to grow up like in a rural area like that.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like, you got to make your own fun. You can't just be like, I'm going to go to the park. I mean, we had a park, but it was,
yeah.
It wasn't
the Sandlot. We called it the Sandlot.
Right.
So it was...
You couldn't just, it was, what, like a half an hour, not a half an hour walk, 20-minute walk just to walk to the park, you know, and it was probably full of sandburrs, and those
suck. Lots of sandburrs.
Yeah. So it's not like a nice, maintained city park.
No, I guess they were supposed to redo it, but regardless, but...
Anyway, so the story was I was handcuffed to a piano.
You had your hands handcuffed together.
First of all, your introduction to this friend, Jason Daza, he had... he had weapons. Like, I remember he was probably the first person to have a machete.
He was.
A crossbow. A fucking crossbow.
But it was a little one and all that.
It was still a crossbow.
I tried using it. Didn't work.
Who has a crossbow as a kid?
His dad is Filipino, man. I don't know. I got nothing. Remember, you know, because I'm all about, I thought, you know, I still do. Scars are cool and all that. And he's like, I got, you know, you need a bullet scar. I'm like, I do. I do need to get shot.
What?
So our plan was to go into the woods. And he was going to shoot, his dad's got a couple of guns. He was going to shoot me with one of his dad's guns. I'm like, that's going to be awesome. He's like, I'm just really scared that while you're in shock, you're going to say my name. I'm like, dude, no.
This is the first time I'm hearing this story.
So he's, you know, he went home that night and he was going through his dad's guns. And I was like, he called me the next day. He's like, yeah, this won't work. I'm like, come on, dude, don't worry. He's like, no, it's, my dad's got, you know, he's got a 357. I'm like, okay. I don't know what that means. Like, it's a big-ass gun. I'm like, big scar. Awesome. Okay, let's do it. He's got hollow point bullets. I'm like,
what?
I don't know what that means. He's like...
His dad had that stuff?
His dad is 4'10", and, you know...
Yeah, he's a little guy.
Jason, tell me the Rabbi Shemala here. That's awesome. But,
I've had to share that story because when we started the Some People's Kid podcast, I went by Rob Small. Or Smalls. And it was because of that. I had to tell that story. When we would go, as Tom said, Jason Daz's dad is Filipino. So when he pronounced our names, like we would go over to his house and he'd be like, Jason, Tom and Robbie Smalls is here. And that's where that came from, Rob Smalls.
Every time.
Anyway, so I didn't know he had guns.
He had like one or two guns and... One, like you said, it was 357 with hollow points, and Jason's like, if I shoot you, it's going to leave a big fucking hole out the back. I'm just like, I'm okay with this.
Oh my God.
So I'm just like thinking, like, I used to be badass scar. He's like, you're not going to walk away. I'm like, well, no, just a shoulder shot. You're not going to have an arm. And I was pissed. So I didn't get that.
I'm so pissed you didn't shoot me.
Oddly enough, this is all colors happened after the whole ninth grade issue where the chick had the gun on the bus.
Okay, let's not share that all story. This is a holiday special, right?
Yeah.
This, basically, the goal of this episode is just to be better than the Star Wars holiday special.
It doesn't take much.
No, it does not.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, it's already better. But I actually, we had Christmas with the in-laws yesterday, and that's where I was just showing Tom I got this Blackest Night comic. It's a Batman comic.
Black Green Corpse, or Green Lantern
Black
Corpse.
Black Corpse. Whatever.
Yeah,
I don't know.
When I was reading about it, because I was looking on Wikipedia about the Injustice game and stuff,
mm-hmm.
Somehow everything, you know, I got brought over to that, and, like, Batman becomes part of Green Lantern. Superman becomes part of Green Lantern, you know, stuff like that.
Interesting. That's going to be good. That's going to be good. I did have, there was a two episode span. I had a couple guys from a rap group called Zombie Zombie.
Cool.
And they are comic and video game nerds. And they suggested that book to me. That's why I got it. And I look forward to reading it.
See, I like those books too, but I don't like the, you know, I always get two of them. When I can read properly, if I bend the spine, no big deal.
Mm.
The only one that sits on the shelf and looks all pretty.
Ah, nice. You you like comics, though, don't you?
Yeah. I don't know how I ended up reading Batman so much, but, I mean, I was opposed to it because you were so into Batman back in the day, but got a lot of Batman books.
You're the X-Men guy.
I like the Marvel stuff, the X-Men, Avengers, Hulk. I like Daredevil a lot, and then... Kevin Smith, when he started doing his comic books, he did Spider-Man, he did some Batman, he did some Green Arrow, and Daredevil.
Did he have any part in the movie? I don't think he did.
He was in Daredevil.
He was? Or just a cameo?
He was he was the mortician. I don't know. He worked in the morgue.
Huh.
And someone, He was brought there and all that, and he was wearing glasses, chewing his gum real loud. And the reporter, the dude from The Matrix.
Keanu Reeves?
No, the bald dude. The white bald dude.
Lawrence Fishburne.
White. Try to get in there. White. You don't get any black in Lawrence Fishburne.
Sandra Bullock.
Yes. You're getting closer. You know, she's manly looking. But he was in it and all. He was a reporter. And the dude, Cyrus, from, he's the one who wanted to go back into The Matrix.
Okay.
But, you know, that's, he was a reporter, and he went and visited Kevin Smith in the morgue. I thought Ben Affleck was awesome in that movie.
Well, you and I think, like shitty movies.
We do.
We were just talking about the Green Lantern movie, which I see all the time on lists of the world, like the shittiest movies.
So was Daredevil.
Yeah. Well, I haven't seen that since maybe theaters, or I guess I haven't seen it for a while, but. Green Lantern, I just watched it last week, and it was still good to me.
I liked it. You know, yeah. I thought the only thing I thought was weird was the how, like, bright the uniform was. There was
it kind of glowed or something?
Yeah, it was, like, a little too much.
You know what I didn't like? It didn't have the Squirrel Lantern. Remember the Squirrel? He's one of the Green Lantern corps.
No.
I remember that one. There's I have a Blu-ray of Green Lantern cartoon movie called First Flight.
Oh.
And it has a lot more of the Green Lantern corpse, and my son Ian likes the Squirrel Lantern. But it's like these cartoon movies aren't for kids. They're not. It's like PG-13. PG-13 these days is like...
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's...
Well, back in the day, an R rating for us, it's like NC-17 now it is.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a Monster Squad, a movie you and I used to watch all the time.
I remember that.
Jeffrey Rumreich and some other kids around the neighborhood. And I got
who
it.
Who may or may not be alive anymore.
No, there's no way to confirm that right now.
Basically, any of the kids we grew up with, we don't know if they're alive or not. No. I know that we are. So that's
except good. For Daza and Hefner.
Right. I mean,
those are the only two we actually grew up with.
Right.
Everyone else we kind of met along the way once we got a little bit older. But shit, I haven't even talked to Daza in a while. He could be dead. I don't know.
As far as I know, he's not. Monster Squad.
Oh, yeah. So I started watching it with my daughter, Taylor. And I'm like 10 minutes into it. I'm like, leave the room. She's like, why? I'm like, no. She's like, Dad, it's PG-13. You let me watch this? No. Go.
It's creepy.
Yeah, and she got mad at me. I mean, I'm just like, there's no way. Oh, fine, I'll just turn it off then. I was pissed because I'm like, I really wanted to watch it. And it was just the language in the movie at that point. Trust me, she's heard plenty of swearing, be it from me or listening to the Lunatic CDs and all that.
We're filthy.
And,
we have,
you know,
potty mouths.
And rehab and stuff like that. And, you know, she loved that stuff. So I let her listen to it. But this is more sexual, you know, stuff in the beginning of the movie, if I remember correctly. And I'm just like, no, we're good.
Do you remember the bad guy in the movie, the bully of the movie, played by Wayne Arnold of The Wonder Years?
Oh, my God.
Jason something or other. Hervey? Is that his
Harvey.
Name? Harvey?
I think so.
Yeah, what else? Whatever.
Yeah,
Wayne Arnold. The Tom Schmall. Of the Wonder Years.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, that was you.
Oh, wait, we never finished the piano story. You're handcuffed to the piano. Speaking of, you know, dumbass big brothers. I don't remember how you're there, but I just remember.
I think it would have been better out just ending the story because we don't know why.
But this, the end of it is just a classic. I come back downstairs, you're kicking the phone to yourself, and you kicked it up to your hands. You're calling mom at work, screaming that I got you handcuffed to the piano. And she's screaming, if I have to come home, I swear to God, you guys. So I'm like, mom, I got it. I let him go. And I'm just laughing at you, and you're screaming at me. And next thing you know, just whack, my head goes backwards. I'm like, what the fuck? I look back, and you punch me square in the face and put my hand on my nose. There's blood.
And mind you, the listener, the common listener, we didn't punch each other in the face.
No,
it was like
rare.
Anchorman rules. It was like, yes. No touching the face.
Exactly. And
we could
summertime.
Punch each other in the balls all day long.
And we did.
That's what boys do.
We did. The fact that we have children is amazing. It was summertime, and I was in shorts. And this is back when it had to have been before 8th grade, because after 8th grade is when I lost my weight, and then you started losing yours as well. But
there's a lot of detail here.
He takes off running out the garage. I'm still just like
dumbfounded. So we're a little bit heavier at this point.
Yes.
In our lives.
And he hops on his bike, and I'm barefooted, and I bust out the door. Blood's still coming out my nose, and I'm chasing after him. And my fat
adrenaline.
Ass, oh, pure adrenaline and rage and hatred. And I'm catching up to him, and he's pedaling hard. His little legs are just a mile a minute. And I'm just going after him like, fucking dad, I'm going to kill you. And of course, he goes to his little buddy, smartass Matt Lucero's house. He's rolling the road to his house, and I'm screaming, Matt, open the door! Open the door! Open the door! Matt looks out the door, like, looking around, like, what's going on? Oh my god. So Robbie hops on his bike, dives into the house, slams the door shut, and they lock the door. And I'm just sitting there, just panting, just dripping sweat, blood still a little bit out of my nose, just waiting for him to come outside. And they instead open up the window and talk shit to me instead.
Yeah. And that was Matt Lucero in a nutshell, my good friend.
Yeah.
He didn't care. He would take any opportunity to talk shit.
To anyone.
Anyone, at any point. All he knew was I was running from you, and I was in the house, and you couldn't get him, so yeah. He was going to talk shit as much as he can.
He'd do it. He'd talk shit. He'd get slapped around a little bit, get up, brush himself off, and start going again. He'd take a deep breath and start going again. It's like, eventually just got, you only hit a guy so many times. And
right.
You realize he's not going to stop.
Do you think it, when you were chasing after man on the bike, there's like, what, you never think of like what other people think at that time. Like, do you think, like, is there like some neighbor that's out raking his yawn? He's like, there goes those schmall boys again.
Oh, there they go. Oh, fatty versus fatty. Oh, older fatty's got no shoes on. He's making good time.
Like, where's the people like in the Burbs movie that are just there to like entertain by everyone else in the neighborhood?
Oh, I haven't seen that movie in forever.
Yeah, that's a good one.
No, that's a great movie.
Yeah.
And that's a shitty movie.
Mm-hmm.
Is it on Blu-ray?
I don't know. In a past episode as well, we talked about 80s movies, and I didn't even mention that movie. And that was one of my favorite ones.
Or was it early 90s?
I would say late 80s.
Yeah, Corey Feldman was in it.
Yeah. And he didn't do anything in the 90s.
No.
Besides drugs and women. Heyo.
And
heyo.
Yeah, no, I got nothing else. Oh, no, him and Corey Haim did a few movies.
That's just, yeah.
Rest in peace, Corey Haim.
Yeah. Well, should we take a break here and we're going to come back and we'll actually talk about music or something?
I thought we were doing movies first.
We can talk movies too.
We'll talk movies all fucking day.
Let's take a break.
All right.
So I'm here today in heaven interviewing Michael Jackson. I actually thought we'd be in a lower level of not so much heaven. But what do you know about like matching clothes? Because I see you wearing a hat and shirt that in the tongues of your shoes there, they match. Brims and tongues, huh? What does Jesus think of that?
He's the juice.
Well, thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Brimsandtongues.com.
Well, we're back. And before we get to talking about something Christmas related, which is going to be movies. It's going to be movies.
Yes!
I feel I need to plug my sponsor, Brims and Tongues. Are you familiar with Brims and Tongues?
Yes, I am. You wear their, a lot of their shirts and stuff.
Right. Very good. Very good.
A lot of promotion.
Yeah. I'm not wearing one right now, but I'll put one on for the picture, and then I'll take it off. Just because I don't want to wreck it, all right? But Amber Ace Cleveland is a guest I had on the show in the past, and she informed me of Brims and Tongues. And I was like, tell me, Amber Ace Cleveland, tell me about Brims and Tongues. And she did. And then I really fell in love with the entrepreneur, the young, local, created and distributed clothing line that is Brims and Tongues. Brimsandtongues.com. We're here with Tom. For those just tuning in, Tom Schmall, my brother. My brother from the same mother and dad.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Hasn't been confirmed.
Nope, has not.
But it's Christmas time.
It is.
And it tis the season. You're wearing a green shirt and a red hat.
That's just coincidence.
Is it really?
Yes, it is. Well, I grabbed a hat because we went to the mall because part of my Christmas present this year, I really need a new black hat. Unfortunately, I've got a larger head. I have to wear a size 8 hat.
Mm-hmm.
And the hats that fit me the best for, you know, baseball hats are Cooperstown collection.
Ah, the Cooperstown.
I don't know. They just fit. They fit way better. And went there and I just had to wear a hat. And I just ended up grabbing my red Cincinnati Reds hat. And didn't realize until I got in the car. I'm like, awesome. Well, okay. I like Christmas anyway, so it doesn't matter.
What's in that head? What's in there? What do you keep in there?
I'm pretty sure it's because all the head injuries, it swelled.
Yeah.
And pretty sure if I got shot in the head, I'd walk away just fine. There's...
Do you think you can talk your buddy Jason Daza into shooting you in the head?
Yeah, I'm not... I don't want... I want the scar there, you know. It's, I don't know. We're good.
All right.
We're good.
So Christmas movies. As far as Christmas movies go, you just shared off mic, that you said you have not watched A Christmas Story yet this year.
But that's usually... I usually say that for Christmas Eve anyways, because it's, you know, the marathon.
Mm-hmm.
And what I used to do before I canceled my satellite was I would just DVR every recording, so it's a 2-hour movie, you know, all 12 episodes,
mm-hmm.
or view, you know, showings. Never watch any except for one, and just do the other one sitting there, and then eventually it'll get all filled up, so I had to delete some. But I usually watch it on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve. I'm sorry, but. You know, we got the Bad Santa, or the Badder Santa, which is dope.
Hmm.
Best scene in there when Billy Bob Thornton's driving with the kid, and the kid said something or did something, and he's like, are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking with me right now, kid?
I need to watch that movie again.
That movie is amazing.
It's been a while. It's obviously not a family-friendly movie.
No, it's not. That's one that's reserved for when the kids go to bed.
All right.
Pop it in, and... just feel bad for that kid in that movie, the little boy.
Who is that kid?
I don't know. I'm just thinking
Has he been in other stuff?
That's a good question.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know.
We'll have to have our research team get on that. We just gave her the sign.
Yep, she's on it. She's on it.
Bad Santa. Kid. Who is that kid? What does he do? Where is he from? Why is he in that movie?
What are those likes and dislikes?
Yeah. What's his favorite color?
Does he have a girlfriend?
Here we go. Now we're getting answers. Brett Kelly. Well, pretty much Christmas time comes down to Christmas Story and Christmas Vacation in this household.
And Elf.
Elf, yes. Elf. We haven't watched that yet.
Right, oh my god, it's him! That's him!
The kid looks like he's slimmed down just a bit. Yep. Now, Kelly has had even more success as a child actor. From The Sandlot 2...
Oh god.
...to a role in the 2010 comedy High School. Now 19... Kelly attends St. Thomas, More Collegiate, in Burnaby, British Columbia. Good for him.
Oh, he's Canadian?
Good for him.
The poor bastard.
Yeah. All the good ones come from Canada, though. The John Candies of the world, the Rick Moranises. A lot of people like to say Die Hard.
No.
I mean, it takes place at Christmas time, but it's not like, you know, it's not. It doesn't categorize, you know, as...
They snatch.
They're exchanging gifts. They're Cousin Eddie doesn't show up at any point in the movie. He's not asking for a Red Ryder BB gun. He's not from the North Pole.
What am I speaking
He's not dressing as Santa.
For Christmas movies, Polar Express.
Yeah, Polar Express is a good one. Four Christmases.
Christmas don't know.
With the Cranks.
Oh, Surviving Christmas. Who's in it? Ben Affleck. Bitches. What?
Surviving. Well, which one's Four Christmases, then?
That's with Vince Vaughn.
Reese.
Reese Witherspoon.
Okay.
Reese Witherspoon. Sorry, that was... Okay.
I think we have Four Christmases. It's just not great. It's not a great movie.
It's not great. It's good.
Mm-hmm. Who's in the one with Ben Affleck, you said? Surviving Christmas?
Surviving Christmas.
Christina Applegate.
Yep. And James Gandolfini.
Yes. Rest in peace.
Yes, rest in
peace. Let's just talk about dead people. Jesus Christ. Right? Right?
Dude walks on water.
He does.
Respect that.
Yeah. So of those movies, what's one that you like to watch the most?
Well, I mean, Christmas Vacation and Christmas Story.
Really?
Huge.
Okay. Well, that's exactly what I said.
Well, you know,
this interview is going great. Just great.
You are fucking killing me here, man. Well,
I love Elf, though.
Elf is great.
Yeah.
Do
you ever watch, like, the classics, like White Christmas or Miracle on 34th Street?
Never seen it.
I'll tell you, White Christmas is this. That was back when there was a lot of singing in the movies. It pretty much is all singing in White Christmas.
What was the
Bing Crosby?
There was a show on Sound of Music was on last night, and I picked up. You know,
never seen it.
Ron left my mom, you know, from mom's house.
From your mom's?
I forgot it was you. Okay, for a second there. All right, sorry. From mom's house, and she's just like leaning across the counter, eyes just intent on the TV, like. Oh, bringing it, like, going down memory lane when she was a kid and watched that movie. I'm like...
Mom was?
Yeah. Okay. I'm like, what are you watching? She's like, Sound of Music. It's so good. I'm like, never seen it. Are you serious? I'm like, it's fucking looking. I don't want to watch it. Why would you say that? Okay. And all of a sudden the kids come out and do a little song and dance and all that.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. I think they just parodied that on SNL or something. Some sketch comedy show, and I was like, I don't understand what's going on here. So I guess I'd have to see the movie to get that.
And I never will. Right. And what was the other one? There was Miracle 34th Street.
The old classic one. I know what you're talking about. Black and White. It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, yeah.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, that's embarrassing. That is embarrassing.
And that movie's not bad, I gotta say. It's, you know what's gonna happen is someday, and I'm gonna guess within the next 2-3 years, Hollywood's gonna remake it.
Of course they will.
And... you know, I'm going to see it because it's a Christmas movie and it's probably going to have like Jim Carrey or Will Ferrell or
someone. We watched a preview for the new Seth Rogen film the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got Zac Efron on it, which, yeah, I can care less about. But first, it looks hilarious. And Zac Efron looks hilarious in the movie.
How about that? The Santa Claus movies.
Yeah, those. The first one's good. The second one's and the third one got a little... weird.
I'm looking at this list here, and half of these I've never even heard of.
Oh,
Home Alone! Come on!
God, we're retarded.
One and two. No, not three.
One
and four.
And two.
Scrooge though, Scrooge is awesome.
I love that movie.
If any Bill Murray fan, we in this house we got to watch Garfield Christmas. We got to watch the Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yep. I just like, yeah, you know, like you're saying, the classic TV shows and all that, the Claymation, Frosty, Rudolph. Those ones are all great.
There was, do you remember Mad TV had a parody of...
Oh my God, Lawrence that was Scorsese's so awesome. Yeah. Yes. What was the kid's name? What was the little elf's name? Whatever his name was, him and Rudolph just went around just kicking the shit out of everyone and, you know, killing people.
Yeah.
It was... Oh my God, that was awesome. I don't really have a go-to classic favorite, though, for Christmas movies. It's the main three for me, or essentially the same for you, Elf, Christmas Story, and Christmas Vacation, but...
But yeah. Now that Home Alone came up, and I can't believe I forgot about that.
I know. Seriously.
Yeah, we watch that one a lot, one and two.
Have you ever seen... I've never seen three, but I think I skipped ahead and went to four one time. Sorry, it was on a play date.
Was four out like recently, within the last few years? Yeah, I did see four there. I remember like the little boy had like some remote control car and with a camera on it or something.
It was so bad. But
either way, it was terrible. It was not good.
I'm trying to find that movie real quick.
Here's a question. Is John Hughes still alive?
No, he died.
Oh. Again.
No, John Hughes, he's a writer-director.
More talk about dead people.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. He just recently died. Because remember they had a thing at the...
I don't know that
the
I
Academy
knew that.
Awards, and they had all like Macaulay Culkin's like, oh my God, he's still alive, because he was on stage for it.
Right, that is surprising that Macaulay Culkin is still alive. I think he has a band. He's part of a band. Or?
He is. It's oh my God, he plays the kazoo.
Oh, that's right. You know what would be kick ass? Macaulay Culkin, Corey Feldman.
You're the one who said Feldman just released a song a few months ago.
Yeah. Any other B-list actor?
But see, what's sad is that those were both high-end A-list actors at one point.
Right, yeah. When they were kids.
I'm sorry. The movie Saved with Macaulay Culkin, he wasn't... He was, I guess, if you looked at the listing, he was like fourth or fifth, third or fourth in the listing for, you know...
Billing. Yeah.
I thought it was a really good movie, but Party Monster with him and Seth Green, where they played... I don't know, they're gay guys and kids in New York and all, trying to set up the party scene. And
I've never seen that one.
It was really good. Marilyn Manson was in it.
I mean, Paul Pfeiffer from The Wonder Years?
Yeah, good old Paul. That poor bastard will never live that down, will he?
No.
But it was really good. He did great. And then
Monsters.
Yep. And then he was in another one. Like, I want to say it was like Friends or Neighbors, something like that. Lovers or Neighbors, something like that. I don't know. But he hasn't really done much since then.
All right. Can we talk about... music?
Yeah.
Growing up, I've known you for a while. A
little bit. You know, a couple years.
You always had crappy music. You've always had crappy music. But you never were ashamed. You were never like, no, I never had Color Me Bad, the album.
Oddly enough, we're going, what is, Music Unlimited is a thing on the PS3. You can sign into it and listen to music. And she's, you know, and Emma's going through all this music. I'm like, playing some older stuff. I'm like, hold on. And we're oddly enough, we're talking about a song to get a wedding song to dance to. I'm like, no, I'm like, I'm not getting married unless this is the song we dance to. Oddly enough, I thought it was a little heavier and a little dirtier, but it wasn't.
I would love to, at your wedding, to see you guys dance to that song, and Tom especially dance to that song.
Oosh, oosh, oosh.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, just, you know, hey, what's wrong with Sneaker Pimps?
No, that's not bad.
What's wrong with Kwarshi? Never mind. What? I don't know. I've probably said the name wrong. I had some weird ones.
Yeah.
What's wrong with Snow?
Snow, yeah.
I just want to let you know.
You know, somebody had to buy the album.
Hey, when that Informer came out and they played on MTV and they had to put it on there with the words in the bottom, you know, I can't remember who it's. It ended up getting recorded somehow on VHS, not to age us at all, but we just did. I had that song down, and I used to be able to sing it perfectly. A year goes by, or actually a month later, I couldn't do it anymore because you had to hear it, listen to that thing every day. Yeah. But
Licky Boom Boom Down.
Informal.
You were into Madonna for a while, too.
Paul Abdul. I had a lot of her music. What else did I used to have? I'm trying to think. You can't go wrong with Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Right. Yes. Yes. Both. That was a guilty pleasure of both of us.
Yeah, I know.
We were both into that. Not a lot of people know that there were two albums by Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
In the movie Fear, he had a couple songs on that they played throughout the movie.
Right.
And they were awesome sounding, but they never released a soundtrack. I was really bummed out about that.
I can tell. If anyone has those unreleased songs, email them to tomschmall@yahoo.com. Yeah, what's some other guilty pleasures of yours? Yeah, there was a few in there. But, you know, it's everyone had that stuff as a kid, you know what I mean? I was in the crisscross and I wore my clothes backwards, you know what I mean?
I want to see one person walk up to us and look us in the eye with an honest face and say that they did not have To the Extreme by Vanilla Ice.
Right.
Because they're a fucking liar. Mm-hmm. Everyone and their mom had that CD.
Right.
Extremely Live.
Right.
Wow.
And I believe you or Jason Daza, who was mentioned earlier, was the one that introduced us to Vanilla Ice, if I'm not mistaken. I think he had the tape.
He did, and he used to make fun of you because he couldn't play. Because he used to throw it at you like, hey, Robbie, you know, Vanilla Ice can't dance better than Kid and Play, or Kid and Play can't dance better than Vanilla Ice. It was one or the other, just to get a rise out of you.
Well, I don't remember specifically listening to Vanilla Ice for the first time, but I'd imagine it was just like putting that tape in the tape deck and pushing play, and you're just like, wow.
Yep.
That is really good.
So, see, he had that on that CD, To the Extreme. He had it on his Extremely Live CD, obviously. Mm-hmm. He put it again on Mind Blowing, and then he released it again on Hard to Swallow.
Hard to Swallow, yeah.
I'm sorry. I love that CD. And Prozac.
Hey, no. You don't apologize. You don't apologize for that.
His Bipolar CD is amazing.
At least I don't have a Vanilla Ice tattoo or anything.
Okay, it's a face portrait of Vanilla Ice, all right?
A New Kids on the Block tattoo.
It's all stretched out.
That was one of my guilty pleasures. I had a New Kids on the Block t-shirt.
And a poster. And Hefner did too.
Okay, let's not get too detailed. All right, I had a shirt. All right, let's just leave it at that.
Not boxers or anything.
No,
not
or the bed sheets. I did not have... I want to clarify, I did not have the bed sheets.
He did not. No, he did not. And I would make fun of him to this day if he still did. I can't think of anything else from back in the day that was like a guilty pleasure.
Of all the episodes where people have asked me like a guilty pleasure growing up, out of like the music I have today, I mean, I have Color Me Bad in the catalog. I have Vanilla Ice, Marky Mark. I do not have any New Kids on the Block.
Neither do I.
With that.
Hey, or is it known today?
NKOTB. Right. I will say... If you look at like the Beatles back then, we're like our parents of the time.
Yeah.
Were they like, I don't like this stuff. This is like pop, you know.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, okay, remember we had been like 10 and 11 and mom had an extra ticket for Paul McCartney. Mm-hmm. And that was supposed to be my birthday present. I'm like, "No." No. I'm not going to go see Paul fucking McCartney. That's hell. Fine, I'll take Robbie. Oh, you'll take him by all means. Oh my God, don't insult me.
I did not know that's how that came about.
It was supposed to be my ticket. That's all
really?
I know. Yep. And then
thank you for not going.
All of a sudden you came home. That was awesome. What? It was a great concert. Well, I was like, oh my God, I'm devastated. I'm like, he's supposed to hate it. And you guys like went out to
totally
dinner.
Totally backfired.
It did. It blew up my face so bad.
You know what? It was because, first of all, I don't know that I really knew who Paul McCartney was.
And I didn't either. Yeah. My mom's like, you know, my mom, I'm sorry. Mom's like, he's with the Beatles. Okay.
Okay. Well, and,
ooh,
and
the Beatles.
They are...
Oh, the White Album. That's so special. That's so, that's all.
But I remember specifically at that concert, I think it was at like the Metrodome or something.
Yeah, it was a bigger venue.
Yeah. And they played Live and Let Die, which, so this was probably 91. 92.
Somewhat.
It was after Guns N' Roses Use Your Illusion came out, which had Live and Let Die. And I thought, you know, as far as I knew, that was a Guns N' Roses song.
Yep.
I'm like, he's playing a fucking Guns N' Roses. I mean, I didn't say that.
Yeah.
But
just sitting all mad. Who the fuck do you think you are, man?
And I think mom or dad were like, this is actually a Paul McCartney song.
Oh.
And Wings, if I'm
That's right. That was his group, Wings, with his one of his wives.
Linda McCartney, maybe?
No, Linda was one I thought had no leg.
What?
One of his wives had no leg.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it filled with beer or something? Champagne? They don't
No,
drink
no,
beer.
Linda McCartney, you're right. It was Linda McCartney, and she died, I think. Then he married the...
Again, death. What the hell? What is this?
Is that your foot?
That's my foot. Yep.
Then he married the chick with one leg.
Okay.
They got divorced, and now he's seeing someone else. Shit, man. The money to get out of the divorce...
Paul McCartney would be probably the richest man in the world if it not for his marriages that have failed.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. Because you got to think, every time...
They
take a little slice of the Beatles catalog.
He doesn't have it.
I thought Michael Jackson estate had
Did at one point. I don't know if they still do, but yeah. And I know if I remember correctly, it was something like Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson did a song together.
Ebony and Ivory.
No.
Yeah.
No.
They did that song and they did
Isn't Ebony
and Ivory?
No way, that's not them.
I think they did that song.
There's no way that's them.
And The Girl Is Mine is another one.
The Girl, okay, that's
the one. They did two songs together, one for Paul McCartney album and one for Michael Jackson.
I guess somewhere along the lines, Michael Jackson ended up snaking all the Beatles. Like, they're like, hey, no. Paul's like, yeah, they're putting all the Beatles songs up for sale and I'm going to go in and buy them. Michael's like, oh, no, it's cool. I won't touch them. No, they're yours.
I won't buy them.
No, I got it. It's all yours. And next, you know. I bid $1 billion or a bajillion dollars, and Paul's like, "What, dude? We had a deal." Fuck you.
I would love to see Michael Jackson, who is now dead, and whatever number of dead people we've talked about today, but just flick off Paul McCartney. Fuck you, Paul McCartney.
You got facial hair, and I can't.
Anyways, let's wrap this up here, huh? So I'll see you tomorrow on Christmas, huh? I want you to tell the people Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank you for letting me finally be on your podcast. You're a fucking asshole because you always said you gotta be part of the music scene. And I was, you know, I was part of Lunatics. I lived and died Lunatics. He fired me from Lunatics after I got my Lunatics tattooed on me. But hey, I'm finally on the podcast, so I'm happy. Thank you. I love you, man. Merry Christmas, everyone. And
Happy New Year.
Yeah!
You can go to thankyourob.com and... listen to past episodes of this show.
You can.
On demand.
Yeah, I've
whenever you want.
It's true. He's not lying.
No,
I've done it.
It's true. And then you can go to the iDefine Design, my graphic design page. I'm actually redoing the site right now. I mean, not like right now, because right now we're recording. But
yes, we are.
I also have a link to the Brims and Tongues website.
You should. They're a sponsor.
You can click there. Yep, they're a sponsor. And I'm currently working on something with them, which should be done by the end of January and launched. Launch, that's a good word.
It is.
It's a big launch.
It is.
Yeah, maybe there'll be a big gala to...
or an event.
A gala event, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Black tie?
Suit and tie.
No, black tie.
Black panties. R. Kelly.
Yeah.
All right.
Keys on kids. Anyways.
Anyways, that's neither here nor there.
Oh, and...
Okay, well, that's getting cut out. any last words there?
No, man, thank you for letting me be on. It was fun.
All right. Chewbacca balls.
Christmas is the time of year for being with the ones we love, sharing so much. much joy and cheer. What a wonderful feeling, watching the ones we love having so much fun. I was sitting by the fireside, taking a walk through the snow, listening to a children's choir, singing songs about Jesus, the blessed way that he came to walk us. Why can't it remain? Oh, all through the year, each day the same. Ah, that's what I want to hear. It's truly amazing. That spirit of Christmas of Christmas. Oh.